Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, February 28th. Currently with fair skies, it is 11 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is southwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.28. The dew point is 4 degrees. And the current wind chill is 2 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Fires have been burning in and around Emporia. Julio Flores has more.
Emporia firefighters battled a stubborn set of fires outside Advantage Metals 302 Graham that developed shortly before 11 a.m. There were three piles of scrap metals and other items on fire when crews arrived. It took about an hour and 15 minutes to get the fire out. The cause is currently unclear. Separately, a grass fire was noted in the 3,000 block of Road S around 11:20 a.m. yesterday. Wind gusts were 20 to 40 miles per hour as firefighters handled these incidents. Outdoor burns will strongly be discouraged throughout the upcoming weekend due to strong winds. I'm Lou Flores.
BNSF Railroad has laid off hundreds of its employees in Kansas, with around 100 jobs cut in Topeka alone. The union will be working with many of the employees to help them find new jobs, and there's a push for them to get their old jobs back. Many of the workers help maintain the railroad. There are concerns about workers losing their jobs as train derailments have increased. This is Kansas Information Network News.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, you don't know where the products came from. How could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, February 22nd, it marked a critical deadline known as turnaround, marking the official halfway point for the 2024 legislative session. It was a busy week for the Senate as they spent two full days debating, voting on, and passing out over 40 bills ahead of the turnaround deadline. After being on the floor all day Wednesday and Thursday, the legislature took a break until today, Wednesday, February 28th, to give clerical staff time to process the significant amount of paperwork resulting from the week. For turnaround, a bill with few exceptions must have passed its chamber of origin in order to be considered by the other chamber before the session is over for the year. When the Senate returns today, the legislature is scheduled to meet for another month before their April recess, though they will then return for a brief period to consider any vetoes prior to final adjournment. The focus for the next month will be to consider bills passed by the House chamber and bills exempt from the turnaround deadline. Under legislative rules, most bills must be adopted by one chamber in order to be considered by the other chamber, and the major item that they must complete prior to adjournment is passing the budget. A full description of each of the bills can be found at kslegislature.org. The Johnson Cancer Research Center at Kansas State University is funding a research initiative to evaluate two potential cancer risks in Russell, Ellsworth, and Lincoln counties. Faculty and student researchers are collaborating on the project, which explores groundwater contamination in private wells and elevated radon levels as potential contributors to the region's health challenges. The project aims to gather data to inform the population about potential cancer risks, minimize cancer incidence, and improve the quality of life. Russell County has the fourth highest cancer mortality rate and colorectal cancer rate in Kansas per 100,000 population, while Lincoln County faces the highest prostate cancer rate and the third highest lung and bronchus cancer rate in the state. K-State researchers Karen Goldberg and Matt Kirk, both associate professors of geology, are leading the research initiative, which is correlating cases of colorectal and lung cancer with potential groundwater contamination and radon levels. Helen Avocat, visiting assistant professor in geography and geospatial sciences, is analyzing associate professor of photographer the connections between environmental factors and cancer types, and Shripad Jokhbar, associate professor of photography, is documenting the stories of cancer survivors, families, and health professionals to raise awareness. The interdisciplinary team is working on a comprehensive data collection process, urging residents' cooperation and providing access to domestic wells and placing radon test kits in their basements. And with funding from the Cancer Center, the tests will primarily be conducted at K-State at zero cost for residents. Test findings for each residence will be released to the residents only, and each county will receive the total number of cases of water contamination and radon if found, but no addresses or names will be attached to the cases. Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard announced on Monday that she has appointed David Anderson to serve as commissioner for the agency's newly formed Aging Services Commission. The Aging Services team, now a separate entity from the Long-Term Services and Supports Commission, reflects the agency's commitment to addressing the needs and challenges of the state's aging population with more focus and energy. Anderson is a licensed behavioral health provider who spent the last 36 years at High Plains Mental Health Center in Hayes, starting as a service provider and later holding various leadership positions. He's also been an adjutant faculty member at Fort Hays State University's psychology department for many years. Over the years, Anderson has served on numerous statewide committees and boards, and he was appointed by Governor Kelly in 2019 to serve on the Behavioral Sciences Regulatory Board, where he currently serves as vice chair. Anderson grew up in Winfield, Kansas, where he earned his bachelor's degree in psychology from Southwestern College. He moved to Western Kansas in 1985 to attend Fort Hays State University, where he earned a master's degree in clinical psychology. In Nebraska news, a home and numerous outbuildings have been destroyed in a wildfire in west central Nebraska. As of Tuesday afternoon, the fire had burned 71,022 acres in Lincoln and Custer counties, according to the Nebraska Emergency Management Agency, and they said the blaze is about 70% contained. No injuries have been reported. The fire was reported around 10:30 a.m. on Monday by a person living about 8 miles northeast of North Platte. And within 12 minutes, the North Platte Fire Department responded to the wildfire, also known as the Betty's Way Fire. Later on, 15 nearby volunteer fire departments were called in to help. Due to the high temperatures and strong winds, the fire spread rapidly to the east, and people were ordered to evacuate. Governor Jim Pillen then declared an emergency, which provided support from state agencies like the Nebraska National Guard. The Nebraska State Fire Marshal Agency determined that the fire was caused by a lawnmower. Cooper Brass, 24, of Broken Bow, has been charged in Custer County Court with first-degree sexual assault and procuring alcohol to a minor. According to an arrest affidavit, on February 17th, an 18-year-old girl reported to Broken Bow police that she was sexually assaulted by Brass at his apartment, and she added that he provided her with alcohol before the assault. On Monday, a judge set Brass's bond at $150,000, 10% of which would need to be posted for him to be released from jail. And he was also ordered not to have any contact with the 18-year-old girl. Brass is scheduled to appear in Custer County Court for a preliminary hearing at 3:30 p.m. on March 18th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A Medicare Advantage open enrollment period started January 1st and runs through March 31st. And during this time, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan and you want to change your health plan, you can switch to a different Medicare Advantage plan with or without drug coverage, or go back to original Medicare. And if needed, also join a Medicare prescription drug plan. Changes to be aware of for 2024 includes that 21 Medicare prescription drug plans will be available, with premiums varying from $0.50 to $106.70. 77.81% of people with a standalone Medicare prescription drug plan have access to a plan with a lower premium than what they paid in 2023. 92 Medicare Advantage plans are available in 2024 compared to 90 plans in 2023. 100% of people with Medicare have access to a Medicare Advantage plan, and the average monthly Medicare Advantage plan premium changed from $7.42 in 2023 to $9.90 in 2024, cent change in average premium. Through the Inflation Reduction Act, people with Medicare prescription drug coverage who fall into the catastrophic phase of the prescription drug benefit won't have to pay anything out of pocket during that phase for covered Medicare prescription drugs. And there will be expanded eligibility for full benefits under the Extra Help program, meaning all Extra Help enrollees will pay no deductible, no premium, and benefit from fixed lower copayments for certain medications. And to learn more about the Extra Help program, including eligibility criteria and how to apply, you can visit cms.gov. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on January 31st, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The Norton County vouchers and payroll for January 2024 were submitted for approval, and upon review by the Norton County Commission and the county attorney, the vouchers and payroll were approved. Terry Laughlin with the Norton County Road Department spoke with the commission about the J.D. tractor that was damaged in a rollover. The county has received an estimate to repair it, as well as a buyback figure from K-Camp Insurance, and the commission opted to buy back the tractor with a deduction in settlement to repair the tractor. A brief discussion was held on roads where the county crews had been working, and then Jennifer Henderson and David Dotson with Ag Valley joined the meeting to discuss CNEX oil and fuel options for the county. The options were discussed for lubricants and fuel utilized by the county, as well as options to lock in a fuel price with contracts. And Jennifer also stated that Ag Valley can do oil testing. The commission and Terry said they will review the information and they will contact Jennifer if there were additional questions. Kevin Fonender, Keelan Jacobs, and John McClaymont were present to discuss the proposed sales tax questions for Norton County Healthcare. Discussions were also held on public informational meetings, possible dates for election, and finalizing a resolution to be adopted. Clarence Wetter with the Norton County Noxious Weed Department reported to the commission with agreements and annual reports. The Kansas Department of Transportation annual agreement was presented for the treatment of Kansas Department of Transportation highway right-of-ways, and Clarence stated the agreement and rates are identical to last year's. Commissioner Matchett then made a motion to approve the agreement with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. Clarence then presented the 2023 Norton County Noxious Weed Annual Report and the 2024 Management Plan, and both were reviewed and signed by the commission. The commission discussed with Clarence the control of weeds around bridges throughout the county, and Clarence stated that it would be best to do control only to prevent erosion. Sheriff Thompson delivered a quote from Dawn's Electric for a generator, as the courthouse generator was non-working and will need replaced. The quote included labor and material, 125K Kohler natural gas generator, concrete pad, 800 amp service, and an automatic transfer switch. The estimated time for service would be 36 weeks, and no final decision was made at that time. Dallas Goslin with the Norton City County Economic Development spoke with the commission about possible grant opportunities for rural fire departments, and the proposal was prepared by Britta Horn after completing a department needs assessment. Julie Campbell with the Norton County Emergency Management Department spoke with the Commission on Department Operations. Julie reported on ID badges that were nearly completed, Tier 2 reports, emergency plans, and weather spotter training. The Commission reviewed a request for funding from the Norton Community High School SAD organization, and upon review and discussion, a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to donate $2,800 from the Special Alcohol and Tobacco Fund, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. Several tax abatements were presented to the commission for approval. Statement numbers 2024-21 and 2024-24 through 2024-28 were issued for property being sold and not reported or incorrect value placed. The abatements were approved in the amount of $1,024.60. The 2024 DSNWK contract was presented to the Norton County Commission for approval and signature, and upon review, the contract was approved and signed. The County Commission discussed the request from the Road Department for a Hyprotherm PowerMax 45XP plasma cutter. A bid was submitted in the amount of $2,395 from Lambton Supply, and a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the purchase with a second from Commissioner Thompson. The motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the January 22, 2024 minutes with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. And there was no further business before the board, so the meeting was adjourned. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be beef and noodles, bread, potatoes, fresh vegetables, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 51 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 29 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 64 and breezy with a south wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 31 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour on Thursday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 73. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 76. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 72 and breezy. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Currently, with fair skies, it is 11 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is southwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.28. The dew point is 4 degrees, and the current wind chill is 2 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
This February, get a sweetheart of a deal on an auto loan at United Northwest Federal Credit Union with 5.25% APR on a 2018 or newer vehicle loan. Qualifying members may enroll in any of our loan add-on products and lower that APR even more. Purchase money loans only and other terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Contact one of our friendly loan officers for more information. This deal is only valid February 1st through February 28th, so hurry in. UNW FCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA.
AIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Number 7, Kansas had its 19-game home winning streak snapped last night when the Jayhawks fell to BYU 76-68. Kansas had not lost a home game since January of 2023. KU blew a 12-point second-half lead in the loss. They had previously won 71 games in a row when leading at halftime. The Jayhawks outscored the Cougars 35-29 in the first half, but BYU stormed back in the second to hand KU its sole home loss of the season. Both teams shot 39% from the field, but as everyone expected, three-pointers played a major factor in this one. BYU went 13 of 34 from beyond the arc, compared to Kansas's just 3 of 15. The Jayhawks are now 21-7 on the season, 9-6 in the conference. They'll be back in action on the road Saturday when they take on number 15 Baylor. They'll host K-State for senior night. There's now only 3 games remaining in the regular season as KU remains in the third spot in the conference standings behind number 1 Houston and number 2 Iowa State. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steel help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steel zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros. With a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
11% off everything is happening now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of doors ready to take home today, or design your door your way in-store or on Menards.com. Get a ready-to-paint 3-panel interior door system for just $129.99 after 11% off. Good to March 3rd. Savings are mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
The spring and summer-like weather we've had the past several days is long gone. We have a low-pressure system now in the central part of the country. The cold front that pushed through yesterday is now well to the southeast of us, and that chillier air mass is certainly here, with temperatures about 55 to 60 degrees lower than where we were yesterday. Temperatures today will likely be back in the 40s and 50s across the state. We are watching a high-pressure system building in early on. With a new disturbance moving in on Thursday, we should stay dry, and the chance of storms and more spring-like weather coming this weekend. In northwestern Kansas, sunny and cool today with a high near 50. Tonight's low in the upper 20s. Sunny and mid-40s in north central Kansas. Sunny, cooler, and low 40s today in the northeast part of the state. Sunny today in southwestern Kansas with a high in the low 50s. South central Kansas, sunny, much cooler, breezy with a high in the mid-40s. And in the southeastern part of the state, sunny and much cooler with a high temperature 42. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Gray market starting to pick up even as the dollar index is stronger this morning. We have March corn up a half penny at 408 3/4, May unchanged 423 1/2, December down a half penny 459 1/2. March soybeans down a quarter of a penny at 1131, May down 1 1/4 with 1139 1/2, November down a penny 1128 3/4. Kansas City wheat still dragging. trading with the March contracts down 10.5 at 583, May down 9.75 at 576, and the July contracts down 8.25 at 568. Chicago wheat March down 4.25 at 581.75, May down 6.75 at 577.5, July down 6.5 at 579.75. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 122 points, dollar index is up 30 cents, and crude oil down 73 cents a barrel. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.